When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm curious to see if this is a trend or just a one-year anomaly. But this year, you've said this before, and you could add another guy to this mix. This has been the year of the revenge running back, where a lot of these guys left a team. The team said, they're done. We're going to go with a younger guy. And that older guy's gone to a different organization and crushed. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon, Saquon Barkley. I mean, there's been a lot of those guys.
And they're all going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. So Aaron Jones went from the Packers to the Vikings. There's been a lot of them. And generally, when those guys leave and they go somewhere else, it's like more like a Ezekiel Elliott situation than it is a what you're seeing with Josh Jacobs. It looks like he's 19 years old again.
You know, it'd be interesting to see now. Saquon got banged up yesterday.
He did, but he came back in the game and he finished the game.
So. Right, but a little tougher. I mean, for some reason, you know, he has a tough time against the Steelers.
Mm.
But then again, so does everybody.
They do.
It's just the culture, it's just the mindset, even though they did get beat pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, excited to watch the Hard Knocks that comes out on Tuesday night of this past week's action. See who they focus in on. Bet you it's going to be a lot of Lamar Jackson, because they didn't do a lot of Ravens last week because they were on a bye. So I'm sure they're going to make up for it this week with Lamar's.
You're right. It's the five touchdown performance. Oh, God.
Yeah, going to be a lot of that. Hard Knocks not kind to the Giants this whole year, off season or this one or anything else. Scott and Hamilton, what's going on, Scott?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing?
Good,
happy
man.
Holidays
what's
to
up?
You and your families. Not much. Listen, yeah, I know everybody wants Dable and Shane mostly gone, but the way I look at it, they have never had a quarterback, namely, let's say Cam Ward, that they could go ahead and groom into the way that they want. And I just say, my whole thought process is, A, I don't want Spags. He failed as a head coach before. All right. I just don't see the point of getting rid of Dable and Shane when you're just going to have the same exact situation repeat over and over and over again. It's tiring to see this as a Giants fan.
Yeah, but it's been a long time since Steve Spagnuolo has been a head coach. And yes, I know he failed the first time, but there's been a lot of retread guys who have come back and had more success in their second job. I wouldn't just dismiss him because of that. There was a whole weird thing that was going on there. They were moving and they were going back to L.A. out of St. Louis. And then they hired Jeff Fisher to bring him through that because he'd already gone through a move. I think he has earned the opportunity to get another look here as a head coach. I wouldn't just easily dismiss him like that. But I am with you as far as bringing in other guys like coordinators or assistant GMs is just silly, unless it's Ben Johnson. You know, Ben Johnson is the jewel of everybody's eye, as he should be. He is the next one. He is the next chosen one. I mean, the Lions aren't the Lions without Ben Johnson. And he's one of those coordinators that everybody, knows his name now. And, everybody knows Lou Anarumo and everybody knows Ben Johnson now. And there's a couple of coordinators out there that everybody talks about.
Everybody knows Steve Spagnuolo.
And
everybody
knows
Bobby Slowick. Everybody knows, the other thing, too, is I would just say, I mean, I don't know all the in-depth people on the Rams staff. But whatever the Rams are doing, man, they are, and we'll see them next week. They are top end team right now, man.
Yeah,
they got a healthy offensive line, and I always say this, in talking about which teams are tough. I want to know the toughest teams in the NFL right now. To me, Kansas City's one of those teams. Philadelphia is one of those teams. Like, they're tough, physical football teams. And Pittsburgh is normally one of those teams. And it's usually centered around, you know, running the football. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's really what tells me that the Rams are one of the toughest teams in the league. They got a solid defensive line. They got a really good, healthy offensive line right now. And this Kyron Williams, man, he is just they're just slamming him up in there.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why they are where they are right now, which is the leaders of the NFC West. And they're going to be a bitch to play in the playoffs. That would be a tough team to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, with their health and the way, I mean, Puka Nacua, the fact that that guy is as good as he is shocking. You know, where he got drafted and the fact that he was great from the second he stepped on the field. Every game he's making an impact.
I'm going to say one other thing right now, and with 3 weeks to go, I'm going to say that the Lions will not be the number one seed in the NFC. That's not saying a lot. It's not, you know, all that controversial. I just don't think they're going to be the number one seed.
Think it's going to be Philly or Minnesota?
Yep.
Think it'll be? No, I'm asking you. Which one? Probably Philly.
I would think Philly, but it's going to be it's either going to be the Eagles or the Vikings.
Yeah, and so the Vikings have the Seahawks without. Well, they got the Bears tonight at home. Then they go to Seattle with potentially without Geno Smith. That's, you know, at Seattle. Then they're home to Green Bay. And
that's the tough one. That Green Bay one's going to be a bitch. The Eagles have to go.
And then they play the Lions the last week.
Right, so the Eagles' last three games are at Washington, at Dallas, at Giants.
Yeah. I mean, Eagles got to, as long as the...
They may have to win all three to win the number one seed.
I mean, obviously they're not losing to the Giants.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, could they slip up against the Commanders in that building, possibly?
I don't see it.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough place to go and win in a playoff situation. I know that everybody did when Andy Reid was the coach there, but, I mean, that's a tough one.
The two biggest surprises for me yesterday, the Cowboys' performance against the Panther team that had been playing good.
Mm-hmm.
And Cooper Rush threw three touchdown passes. That's there's your insurance policy.
Sure.
Right there.
Yeah.
And then Tampa Bay just hammering the Chargers.
Yeah, that was my one loss in the picks. 4-1 for me this week.
Nice.
Back on the horse. So I needed that. But yeah, I was actually, I think all of us ended up picking the Chargers. I should have known at that point to just go the other way. Next time that happens where all of us pick that one team three times, I'm switching my pick because it never works out.
I mean, wait a minute. So there had to be another game where all of us picked the same team, didn't?
I don't know. I just remember that one and going, uh-oh. I remember that one specifically because Jerry's like...
I think there was a bunch. Did we have a number of teams that where we or a number of games where we picked the same pick, Al?
I'm investigating that right now.
See, I was...
there were two, but I'll check.
Two? So I was 4-1. You were 1-4. Jerry was 3-2.
Oh God!
Yeah.
You all took the Chargers.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, was that the only one where we all? I guess so. Yeah.
Yep.
See, told you. Every time, that's the one. Loss. It's a trend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.